And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hecked hollow.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is a Psychobilly meeting special, and what better way to start off than with the Quakes, Psychofest.
Well, Friday night we arrive in town. Ain't nobody gonna put us down. We're bomber jackets, our boots are black. We're taking over, we will attack. Standing 10 feet high, the people in town can't believe the sight. And if anyone laughs, gonna be a fight.
Psychopath,
don't call me punk.
Psychopath,
I'm gonna get drunk.
Psychopath,
in your town. Psychopath, gonna burn it down. Two, three, four, go. Middle shit, but if you fall down on the floor, pick you up, get back tomorrow.
Psychopath,
got 2 days past.
Psychopath,
we'll kick your ass.
Psychopath,
in a town. Psychopath, gonna burn it down.
Psychopath,
I'm gonna get drunk.
Psychopath,
don't call me punk.
Psychopath,
in your town. Psychopath, gonna burn it down. Burn down, burn down, burn down this town.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Quakes, a track called Psycho Fest. The Quakes are an unusual band, Tony. They are, so they're from Buffalo, but they didn't really sort of get anywhere in the United States. They had to do the same thing as Stray Cats did, come to London to get some success. But then he went back and they went back to Buffalo, tried living different places. At the moment, they appear to be settled in Phoenix, Arizona. They're still going. They have broken up quite a lot down the years, but they've always got back together relatively soon afterwards. So I think it's fair to say the Quakes have kept going since their formation in, I think, 86 or 87 or something like that. I bought their first album, just called The Quakes. And that was in about 1987, so they must have been a brand new band. I had no idea at the time. I was 17 years old. Anyway, what I want to know is, what is The Quakes' website?
TheQuakesBand.com.
TheQuakes.com. Oh. TheQuakes.com. TheQuakes.com. Probably is that one, Tony. Neil, this is a Psychobilly meeting special. The Psychobilly meeting occurs in northeastern Spain, Catalonia, every year, normally around the first week of July. It's moved from Calella up to Pineda, and for their 30th anniversary, they've now moved up and stuff again to Santa Susana, Tony. I'm very, very excited about it. And we're dedicating the entire show to bands that are performing at this year's Psychobilly meeting. And the reason I'm so excited about it is, of course, I'm there as well with my mate Steve from the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
But before we get into more of all of that, I have some additional material. If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type in your email. Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. That's what Jeff's done. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
It's excellent.
Really is good. Jeff says, last night my car was hit by a flock of sheep. Luckily, they only grazed me.
Yeah.
Jeff, P.S. I once told a joke that was so dark that an American cop almost shot it. That is a several levels joke that I'm not repeating, but absolutely brilliant. Thank you, Jeff. Let's see this thing again. So very, very proud of that.
Excellent.
Now, I am accidentally opening up Photoshop here for no apparent reason.
Really?
and I've now closed it down again. I haven't used Photoshop since lockdown. I think that shows exactly what we were getting up to in lockdown. It's a fuck about program. Right, two songs in a row now. One band that really do know how to fuck about, and one band I haven't seen before, but we'll tell you all about later on. Stay tuned for Mad Marge, but first, a band who we played the other week, Klingons. They've got a new album out called Unmakeupable, which is obviously a play on the fact that they always wear makeup on stage because they dress up as clowns, Tony. They are nutters from Dublin, that's the best way to describe it. Various other members come and go. There are a core, a group of people that are always in that band, but they do extend. And they contract and they expand.
Right, okay.
But what they always do is entertain. Brilliant to watch live. Looking forward to seeing them. Hello, Heg Tolo to Titch, who sent us through a few of their tracks from the upcoming album that was out on the 29th, so the other day, because we just passed that now. What I want to know is, what is Klingon's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/KlingonsClowns.
Well remembered. Facebook.com/KlingonsClowns. KlingonsKlowns. Tony One, the Paul Bean Internet One. Stay tuned for Mad Marge. This is Stench of Wench.
Yeah.
listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Mad Marge, a track called Little Green Men. Mad Marge, formerly of Mad Marge and the Stonecutters, who we played many years ago when we were sent their first CD via Hairball 8 Records, and that'll be about 2008, I guess. Wow. Mm-hmm. The Stonecutters split up. Mad Marge went about her own business, then got back together as Mad Marge, but has a band behind her. So the band is actually Mad Marge. She's playing the Psychobilly meeting this year for the first time, and I'm very glad that I'm going to be able to see her, because I never thought I'd get the chance to see Mad Marge live. And as you've just heard, what a terrific front woman, what a terrific band, a Californian psycho legend, Tony. But what is Mad Marge's Bandcamp page?
MadMarge.bandcamp.com.
MadMargeOfficial.bandcamp.com. MadMarge official.bandcamp.com, making it Paul of the Internet 2, Tony 1. And that's already three great bands for me to see at the Psychobilly meeting. And it's only going to get better, Tony.
Wow.
Very excited. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. What, you got them?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do go to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Reply to last week's show. Easy way to leave us a comment. Please do so. Get in touch. We know it's a dwindling platform, but please do get in
Stop
touch.
Stop saying that. You're only discouraging bloody well people. Is though.
And to prove my point, one comment this week.
It's cack. We need somewhere else to go, but we haven't got anywhere.
No, I wonder what the sounder is.
That's the thing. As things go more visual and more sort of one-liney, that doesn't suit us. Because let's face it, we're not visual. Nope. And I can't shut the fuck up. We need an expanded X. You see, I'm not even calling it Twitter. I'm not even saying it used to be called Twitter. People are still doing that. It's fucking X. Get used to it. If you don't like it, don't fucking go there. I'm sorry. Anyway, Facebook.
Yeah, Twitter would be good. I think it's probably the best thing. Threads is... Nah, anyway, Threads is dead. So, one comment
Threads
this week.
Is dead, man. Anyway, anytime I hear the word Threads, I just think of the 1980s thing when everybody died after a nuclear explosion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one comment this week. Dan Reckles got in touch.
Heg Tolo, damn it.
And in front of last week's show, they said, thank you for playing Adam Plant from this month's Damnations. And that's, again, if you do want to visit that, that's dammitrecords.bandcamp.com.
We also had an email from them saying thank you for playing that. And I've got to say, Adam Plant, not the usual Dammit fare.
No.
But very excellent. Liked it very much. Enjoyed playing it very much. Thank you very much. Dammit.
That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
I will.
Bob Wayne, Tony. Now, he's someone I did not expect to ever see at the Psychobilly meeting, but I wanted to for a very, very long time. We have been playing Bob Wayne tracks down the years. I've described this as outlaw country. He's from the States, but I think he's settled in Germany. He certainly seems to have lots of European gigs. And he's got himself on, or rather, he's been invited to the Psychobilly meeting this year. And I cannot wait to see him. And you'll know why when you've heard this song. We've played it before. It's not in the From the Vault section, because it's a song we played before in the From the Vault section. But before that, it's like a double From the Vaults for nothing, Tony.
Excellent.
I absolutely love this song. It's got quite a slow start, but trust me, it gets going. What is Bob Wayne's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/... Bob Wayne Official?
It is. Facebook.com/ Bob Wayne Official. BOBWAYNE Official. Making it. Tony 2. Point of view on the Internet 2. Hell yeah!
Then I get fucked up, then I crash the truck, then I smoke a little dope, a little too much, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Then I get fucked up, then I crash my truck, hell yeah. Then I piss my pants in a wet romance, and I do a little dance, and she kicked my ass, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Did I piss my pants in a wet romance? Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
What the fuck did I do? Where the fuck did I go wrong? How the fuck did I end up in this little bitty thong? Who's this girl laying beside me? Oh man, I gotta piss. Up on the floor, did I piss my pants in a wet romance, and I do a little dance, did you kick my ass, did I get fucked up, did I crash the truck, did I smoke a little dope, a little too much, did I go insane, did I call you names, did I get buck naked in the pouring rain, hell yeah,
hell yeah,
hell yeah,
hell yeah,
did I get fucked up, did I crash the truck, hell yeah,
hell yeah,
did I go insane, did I call you names, hell yeah,
hell yeah,
did I break my nose, did I miss the show, hell yeah,
hell yeah,
what the fuck did I do? Did I go wrong? How the fuck did I end up in this little bitty thong? Who's this girl laying beside me? Oh man, I gotta piss. This little bitty thong. Who's this girl laying beside me? Oh man, I gotta piss.
Hey there, Bob. This girl there's kind of.
You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks, Amy. Thanks for having. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Bob Wayne, hell yeah. Outlaw Country at its best. Looking forward to seeing him next weekend. Tony, did you do anything last week?
It was a quiet start to the week. Got busy towards the end.
It's a quiet starter. You're a quiet starter. You drink only half a glass of water. You're a quiet starter.
Yeah. So,
I'm here to sing.
I know. I know.
I was born to sing, badly. You were.
And write funky jingles.
Oh, yeah.
Friday night.
Not long singing.
Friday night went to a disco. Yeah, we're to a disco for grown-ups.
Hold it right there.
Yeah.
What discotheque have you been going to, Tony?
Something Steph wants to go to. It's called Disco for Grown-Ups. I think it's an early start, early finish, probably 90s kind of thing, I should imagine. No idea. Steph wanted to go, so I went. I'm going. I went on Friday.
Right, I see. Okay.
So
I now understand that obviously we're making the show in the past and talking about the about the past.
Exactly.
From the benefit of the future. So you've gone and done something, you don't know what it is yet. I bet they play 80s music.
I bet they did. So who knows? It was great.
By the 90s, they were having club nights, not discotheques.
Discotheque. Saturday night, I drove up to Ashton-under-Lyne.
You're getting about, aren't you?
Well, I was doing my gig with the Babies, so we did a gig with a few bands. The Cos, 8 Paris, was one of them, Discord, at the station, which was a great venue, apparently. Don't know, not been there yet. I have been there because it's in the past. It probably went very well. Who'd have thought it? So did that, got back late because I was using my amp, so the bands are sharing equipment, so I couldn't leave till midnight. Got over back to. Sunday, had off, and then had a little bit of a quiet run into the week. That was it.
Right.
What were you up to this week?
Well, I was obviously watching the Euros.
Okay.
And the thing is, we don't know how far England have got now because they play the round of 16 against Slovakia in the past, and this is in the future. We don't know how we've done, but I'm telling you now, we've won that game convincingly.
Yes.
I'm taking that risk. We've won that game. I'm Mystic Paul,
right.
Septic Peg. We've won that game consistently, convincingly, but I'm not sure about the next round because depending on what happens, I have a feeling we might be playing Italy, but I don't know for sure. But that's where we stand right now. I've been enjoying the Euros, even though most of the games have been pants. Most of the games have been pants and low scoring because they changed the format, which meant that rubbish teams could qualify in third place. which meant that Robbie's teams all stuck 10 men, at least 10 men behind the ball. Sometimes I think they had more, and just tried to draw 0-0 against the big teams and then try and pick each other off. It's a terrible way to do things, and it's meant that the entire thing was low on goals. I am doing a stand-up comedian's thing I always do called Blackjack. Obviously, you've heard of Blackjack. They have World Cup Blackjack and Euro Blackjack, whereby you are given three teams, three random teams. You then choose whether to stick or twist up to a maximum of six teams. I got England, France and Hungary, and I said stick. None of them have scored a fucking goal. You have to get to 21. You can't go beyond 21. If you do, you bust. And the person who goes the furthest in the tournament with 21, so if your team's knocked out or whatever, that's where your 21 sits.
Yeah.
So you have to get exactly 21 and get as far as you can. I'm obviously still in it. England and France have gone through. But after six matches, well, actually, after nine matches, because France and England and Hungary played three each, Hungary now knocked out. After nine matches, I've got six goals.
Wow.
And I blame UEFA. Fuck them.
It is weird. I wasn't quite sure. How did it used to be then? Is this
it used to be 16 teams. It's gone up 24.
Right.
They've done the same thing the World Cup did.
Yeah.
It didn't ruin the World Cup, but it has ruined the Euros. And I argued the other week, they might as well go to 32 teams, because at least then they get eight groups and the top two go through in each one and they still get their round of 16.
Yeah. Right.
It has not worked the way they planned it. But anyway, that's that. There was also, last Wednesday, there was a debate between the Prime Minister and his evil rival, Sakir,
yeah,
at Nottingham Trent University.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the first time that one of my lodgers has shown any interest in politics at all. I said to her she could register to debate if she wanted to. She said she couldn't be bothered. And then yesterday she came downstairs, bless her, young people, Tony, and said, Paul, I said, yes. She said, have you got BBC One? Young people don't have terrestrial television, do they?
No, true.
I said, well, I have, but it's behind a firewall. She went, oh, no. So I said, but look, if you go back upstairs and watch it on your laptop. She said, I tried that, but it asked me if I'd got a TV license, and I haven't. I went, no, that's the firewall. I have got a TV license, so you can watch it in my house. So you run back upstairs. She went, oh, thank you, and ran back upstairs, and I went back to watching the football. Brilliant. Meanwhile,
excellent.
One other thing happened. We haven't heard from her in a long time, but we've got some news about Emma Raducanu, Tony.
Hear me now. Emma Raducanu, right? Emma Raducanu, Emma Raducanu, Emma Raducanu, eh?
Emma Raducanu, hear me now. Emma Raducanu, hear me now. Emma Raducanu, right?
Emma Raducanu, Emma Raducanu, Emma Raducanu, right?
Hear me now.
Rebellious Emma Raducanu had her critics in mind when she wrote My Own Pace on the camera lens before coming off court in Eastbourne last week after beating top 10 ranked player Sloane Stephens at the Eastbourne International, also known, Tony, as the God's Waiting Room Classic.
Emma Raducanu, right? Hear me now.
That was a great jingle put together by none other than my mate Simon.
Meh.
Hear me now. Right, we haven't heard from Emma Raducanu in a long time, and I think we maybe will start hearing from her again now she's fit and winning matches. Right, it's time for From the Vaults, not From the Vaults. Some of these are From the Vaults, some aren't, you know what I mean. Yeah. King Kurt are playing the 30th anniversary Psychobilly meeting in Santa Susana in Catalunya, Tony, and I, for one, am obviously very excited about that. We've played this song before. We played a lot of King Kurt down the years because they're one of my favourite ever bands. First band I ever saw live. Not a bad start. Ruined Depeche Mode for me. They were the second band I saw live. This was on an album that was a bit of an after-the-event album in that they brought out Ooh Walla Walla in 83. Then they brought out Big Cock in 86, I think. And then they kind of split up, weren't sure what they were doing, got back together, we're not really sure. And then they brought an album in, I think, 1993, called Poor Man's Dream, and they do play some of the tracks from that album live, and I'm really glad they do, because lots of bands, they won't play, I say newer stuff, that's over 30 years old, but they won't play kind of newer stuff they think the fans won't like, but King Kurt do, and I'm really pleased. And this is it, we've played it before. What I want to know is, what is King Kurt's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ King Kurt Official.
Oh, yeah, you're on an official roll. Facebook.com/ King Kurt Official. KNGKURT Official. Tony 3, probably an instant 2. Want to come back? This is Hey, Mr. Bartender.
Come on.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was King Kurt, Hey Mr. Bartender, taken from the album Poor Man's Dream. Guana Bats are also performing at the Psychobilly meeting in Santa Susana, so I'll see them as well. So that's it's a bonus band we got on the show this week. So technically, we're playing 10 bands at the Psychobilly meeting. How exciting. Speaking of gigs, I don't suppose you've got any, have you?
I do.
Right, in that case, it must be time for Tony's International Gig Guide. Paul, there's more than one thing to do in this section.
Yes.
Try and pay attention.
Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig you don't forget, you can email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing. Where are they playing? How much is it to watch them play? It is that simple. Email your gigs. It is international. It does not have to be in the UK. Let me know your gigs. You haven't done, that's alright, because I've got one of my own in what will be like a trifecta of gig guys. This is the second part. My band Alcohol, we've been talking about.
So basically it's all about you,
it's all about me, yeah.
There's a Psychobilly meeting going on, but you've left that to one side.
Yeah, no. This gig's been coming for months, not 30 years, but close. So Alcohol's back for one eye only, question mark.
Oh, it's not just babies, all right, sorry, yeah.
No, this is the Alcohol gig. So, yeah, so in the Saturday night, 6th of July, Alcohol, my band, with Pam and Pariah on Fire. It's Fire on the Door at the Brown Cow, not too far from the defunct town mill.
Oh, no, Brown Cow.
Doors open at 7, we're on first.
Who's the other band?
Pariah on Fire, which I hadn't heard of.
Then, like, what are they like, do you know?
I don't know. It'll be rock, I think.
Of course it will, it's Mansfield.
Yeah. And then Pam, of course.
Pam are more sort of indie, aren't they?
Yeah, but they've got more of a rocky tinge now.
Good.
It's all kind of newy stuff. And obviously, Steve from Alcohol was in Pam. So he'll rock it up a little bit as well.
So hold on, Steve from Alcohol is in Pam.
Yeah.
And what's his face from Pam is your drummer, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yes, so basically, the only difference between Pam and Alcohol is you.
Yeah. just different front man. Same back, yeah, exactly. So it's an easy gig.
Same back. You're going to call them the back line then?
Back line, yeah.
Same rhythm section.
Rhythm section, that's it.
Yeah, same rhythm section.
But yeah, looking forward to it. Should be good.
And then they'll be tired. They're not getting any younger.
Exactly. That's why we're on first. So they're on first.
They're on first.
We're on first.
You're on first. Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
And then they get an half hour or an hour rest, and then they're on with Pam.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay.
Yeah. And I can just sit back and watch.
Makes sense.
Excellent. Yeah. And so that is the gig.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. La 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 la. Back on track. Right, next song, Tony. Demented I'll Go. Very excited about this. Another one of my favourite ever bands playing at the Psychobilly meeting this year for the 30th anniversary. It's like they knew that I was coming.
Wow.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is Demented I'll Go's website?
DementedIllGo.com.
DementedIllGo.de. They basically relocated to Germany. They are from the original lineup from South Wales. Sparky's still in the band, and Graham, I think, is still in the band. And then the other guys are German, I think. And a guy called Grisha pretty much runs the band, which is why they're doing so much better now. They've got some German efficiency, Tony. It's what that band was missing.
Excellent.
This track is taken from the album Welcome Back to Insanity Hall, which I actually received a Welcome Back to Insanity Hall t-shirt from when the album came out.
Mm.
Courtesy of my mate Simon, who was doing a lot of press for him. And I don't think we've ever played this before. It's ever so good. This is Doing It Largo. This is Dark Angel.
Dark angel from your side. As a mist to the other side. She's talking to my 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 side.
You're listening to The Roots underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Bed This Week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Demented Our Go and a rather sumptuous Dark Angel. Are you doing anything this week?
So, Wednesday, the last alcohol practice for the gig. That'd be nice. Voting on Thursday.
Oh, yes.
And then gig on Saturday.
Well, that sounds good.
We're pretty much the gig, really. The week, sorry. So... Busy week, what are you up to?
Well, as you hear this show, I'm in Gran Canaria because I just can't seem to go to one place on holiday anymore. So I've gone to Gran Canaria to do some more research for a book I may never write and have a good time. And then on Thursday, which is election day, and also American Independence Day, I'm flying to Barcelona with an airline I've never flown with before. Vueling, apparently, are one of the big Spanish... I think they're the Spanish Ryanair. What can go wrong? extremely excited about that. And then I'll be at the Psychobilly meeting until next Tuesday. So when you hear our next show, that will be... Well, basically, that's another one that will be recorded in the past. You'd hear it in the future. But it's going to be a cracker. Don't worry about it. And I'm going to be busy in the sun. I'm going to have fun in the sun, Tony.
Excellent.
Fun in the sun. With football and then with bands. It's like a perfect holiday for me.
Yeah.
Sun, football and bands. All that's missing is someone to share my life with.
Oh.
But that's all right. Because Steve from the Duke's Arms...
Hello, Duke's Arms.
...is meeting me in Barcelona. And he's going to the Psychobilly meeting with me in Santa Susana. How fantastic. Speaking of the Psychobilly meeting, Tony... We got two more songs to play in a row now. These are not bands. You will shortly hear from the Low Ranger, who is an Italian one-man band. But before that, Hombre Lobo Internacional, which, if your Spanish from Duolingo is as good as mine, you'll know means it is that he is, in fact, Wolfman International, International Wolfman. He's a one Wolfman band, Tony.
Oh.
Playing a one Wolfman band. What I want to know is, what is Hombre Lobo International? And I want the spelling of international. What is his Bandcamp page?
Hombre Lobo International. Bandcamp.com.
And how is international spelled?
INTERCNACILNAL.
Yes, it is, because it's written down in front of you, I realise.
Yeah.
Regardless. It's Tony 4, Paulie Bean Internet 3. Stay tuned for the Low Ranger. This is No Brain Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
You're listening to Rich Morton's Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Low Ranger and My Old Cat Is Too Fat, an Italian one-man band that we played on the show several times before, and one of two one-man bands that you just heard that are kind of garagey. I don't know where they're going to be playing at the Psychobilly meeting, and I suspect they might be playing at the Beach Bar. Now, you went to the Beach Bar, didn't you, when you came down?
I don't think I saw... No, I did. Yeah,
you didn't necessarily see a band there, but
no,
I mean...
I did go, there. Yes.
Yeah, the Beach Bar used to be Santi's, but that was on the Calella Pineda border. Now they've moved up to Santa Susana. They got a new Beach Bar, and they would have a band on every day during the festival in the afternoon at the Beach Bar. And I wonder whether they've got these one-man garage bands on, because obviously it's easier for them to set up, less hassle, all that sort of thing. But I don't know. They might be on the main stage. I don't know. I don't know where they're playing. But anyway, they're at the 30th anniversary Psychobilly meeting in Santa Susana, and that was the Low Ranger. My Old Cat Is Too Fat. Love him, and I want to catch him live. What is the Low Ranger's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheLowRanger.
Facebook.com/LowRanger and his dead horse.
Oh.
Paulie being his net four, Tony four. This has worked out quite well, really. My only question for you here is, have you got a twat?
No.
It's all right. Explain away. I've got a cover.
So, yes, if you have a twat to nominate, don't forget, please do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. All tracks received with thanks, every track responded to. You haven't sent me one. I did ask you last week, you haven't done. So I can tell you now there won't be one next week either, and it's your fault. So email me. It's warm. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm upset.
That's all right, though, because right now it's quiz time for Tony.
Quiz time for Tony. Tony, quiz time.
What a jingle.
Excellent.
This week's quiz on this relatively new feature, Tony, which is basically something I have to put together for every time you haven't got something, but I love it anyway. What a jingle. This week, it is, right, entirely different quiz to last time. Last time, you might remember, it was Georgian football player or medical condition.
Yeah.
This week's quiz is, I'm going to give you a famous person or thing, largely from the past, and I'm going to ask you to tell me which member of parliament, or indeed which leader of a political party, comes to mind when I say the name. All right?
Okay.
All set? Does that make sense?
So,
for example, if I said you've been tangoed, you might go with Donald Trump. That's like that, all right?
Oh, but God,
that's
right, fine. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. But it's all right. It's more straightforward than that. Let's see if you get the first one.
Yeah.
This is very much based on looks, by the way. I'm being shallow.
Right, okay.
Here we go, question one. I say Roland Rat. You say?
Rishi Sunak.
Yeah, let's fuck the poor rat hands. Well done, you got that one right. Right, next one. Harry Enfield's Tim, nice but dim.
Cameron.
No, Ed Davey, Liberal Democrat. Bloody nice chap. Next up, Kermit the Frog.
Tony Blair?
Nigel Farage. It's all the ones that are in this election.
Oh, right. I thought any from the past. Right, okay. Right. Got you.
If you look at Nigel Farage, he does look like a frog. And what I put down here is, stop the boats, Miss Piggy. Next up, let's see how we do here. I've mentioned this before. You should get this one. Zippy.
Rachel Reeves.
Well, Sakir Starmer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Sakir Starmer. Course, yeah. Rachel Reeves also sounds like Zippy, but I do keep saying the leaders of the parties.
Yeah, okay.
Zippy is Sakir Starmer, so you got that one wrong. You got Kermit wrong as well, actually. But you're getting them all off a good start.
I've got another one for Kermit. It's not easy being mean.
Yeah, but you got to do a Kermit impression.
It's not easy being mean.
Yeah. Halfway up the stairs, she took place. That's his nephew, Robin. So for Zippy, it's the Keir Starmer, and I'll put Al George. Of course, it's a magic money tree. Last up, Harry Hill.
Oh, who's left? Fucking hell, who's left?
Think outside the box. Maybe outside of England. Think of someone who looks exactly like Harry Hill, who might be north of the border.
Oh, Sweeney. John Sweeney, is it?
John Swinney.
Swinney. Yeah.
John Swinney, the Labour. And what I put down with this is, primary school non-attendance, Scottish independence.
You've got to have a system, haven't you?
You have to have a system. Well, Tony, I think basically you haven't done very well in the quiz this week, but nobody cares. Instead, let's hear the jingle again.
Quiz time for Tony. Tony, quiz time.
Tony, quiz time.
Excellent.
You like it as well because your name's in it.
Yes.
I know.
Yes. Oh, right. Yes.
One last track this week, a band I'd never heard of before. My mate Ant, who's going to the Psychobilly meeting this year as well, said of the bands he was looking forward to, he was looking forward to hearing the Wallaroos or Wallaroos. And I went, oh, they sound like they're probably Australian. They're not. Do you know where they're from?
Birmingham.
Nearly. North Belgium. Oh. They're Flemish. This is Flemish Silly Billy. It's great fun. Ant described them as a cross between Kings of Nothing and King Kurt. He's not far off there. They're a good, fun, psychobilly-ish sort of band with a piano. And I think you're going to love this, but right now it's for all, Tony. What is Wallaroo's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Wallaroos.
Facebook.com/Wallaroos-10003192821064. Why is that, Tony?
Oh,
it's a default URL. But you know, they are Flemish. They can be excused. And anyway, when you hear this track, you're not going to mind about it at all. Point of Internet 5, Tony 4. This is Underwear.
I've never seen purple underwear before, Calvin.
Calvin, why do you keep calling me Calvin?
That is your name, isn't it? Calvin Klein? It's written all over your underwear.
But then my room, look around and I miss her. Please, I don't want to wear my sister. Underwear, underwear. I am looking everywhere. If I find them all, I will be a millionaire. I just can't find my underwear. Every day the same old fight. They can't call me the skin or night. Underwear, underwear. I am looking everywhere. If I find them all, I will be a millionaire. I just can't find my underwear. Nobody knows. My underwear. My underwear. Now I'm a man with one big dot. I just have to go without underwear, underwear. I am looking everywhere. If I find them all, I will be a millionaire. Just can't find my underwear.
That's about the size of it for this week. You know, I've really enjoyed this week's show, and I know I was talking very quickly during it, but I knew we had a lot to get through. Maybe you can mention one or two ways people can listen to the show in a way you haven't done before.
Yep, don't forget, visit our website, punkradio.com. Latest shows on the front page, all the shows on there, check it out. You can find us online at various stations like punkradio.com, radioandrew.se, and radiofolkestone.com. And if you are down with a fire, you can find us on the Spotify app, be in the podcast section. And also Amazon Music, in their podcasts a bit. And also, if you've got yourself one of them Alexa devices, get yourself a Punky Radio skill. Go to the skill store, search Punky Radio and download it. It's free. Thanks to Poco for that. And then stick it in her and she'll know what to do with it. There you go.
Stick it in her. She'll know what to do.
Yeah.
That's a line for life. That's a sentence to live by.
Life
stick
advice.
Stick it in her. She'll know what to do. The next time we speak to you, history will have been made. England will have beaten Slovakia. And the United Kingdom, after 14 years, will have got rid of the Tories. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog! Yeah, fuck the poor Red fans.
Bunch you! God.